This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at WorldSweeper.com, and I have on the phone with me Tom Rokas, who is the inside sales associate and all-around good guy from Timco.
Hey, thank you for having us today.
Well, you know, and I just as well take the blame here because it's my responsibility, is that the video that we did at the Timco booth at the show just did not turn out for whatever reason, I don't know, but I'll say that it was my fault and that it was great. Yeah, everybody should have to feel bad for missing it. But let's talk about what Timco had at the NPE show. The thing I think that was the buzz everywhere was, here was the Timco booth and there was this one big spot that was sweeper sized and it was empty.
Well, you saw. Okay. I see.
But then when you got right up close to it, it wasn't exactly empty. Tell me about that.
If we were outside, it would have been empty. if we were outside hunting or with an outside activity. Now we decided to do something fun. That kind of ties into North Carolina, and you always think of North Carolina and the outdoors. We decided to put a camo, mossy oak was the pattern that we picked out, and actually we had some people locally not too far from the plant in Waco, Texas, that actually did that for us, and it was a kind of a neat process. It was almost like wallpaper. It came in sheets, and they did for us, and it took them about a day and a half, and we thought it would was just kind of something different, kind of neat to have in the booth and with our Model 210.
It sure created a show buzz of people standing around, and everybody was talking about the fact that if you had that out in the woods, they'd think you were just staring at the trees because it would disappear completely.
Well, that is true, but one thing about it, and the way graphics have come along, that you'll find people, can do graphics with, business logos and stuff like that, and of course, it's becoming more and more popular. It's just another way to make your sweeper stand out, because obviously it's visible as it's going from job site to job site.
Well, and it makes it a great reader board for your services. And I always recommend to contractors to use that kind of vinyl, because at some point you're going to want to sell that sweeper.
Absolutely. And the feedback that we've been getting is, yes, that type of vinyl, it can be removed and won't harm the paint.
Right, you won't have somebody in three states away with your contact information when you sell your sweeper down the line. Well, talk to me about let's talk about what's happening at Timco. You're one of the leading manufacturers in the country, of course.
Oh well, thank you. We also in the booth we did have our Model 435, and which is stronger than ever. Of course, a couple of years ago we went to a bigger hopper door, and which allows an individual to dump the load a lot easier, and clean out is a lot easier than it was before, and the overall dump height of it is 72 inches. And and then also we had our Model 600 BAH in the booth also, and that particular unit is very popular with both contractors and municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And but Timco, we're off to a good start here in 2009, and notice our service school that we do offer 2 to 3 times a month has been very popular here at the first couple months in 2009, and that's going along really good.
Well, the Timco line is certainly well known, but if there is somebody out there that doesn't make Timco one of their manufacturers to check before they're purchasing an air sweeper, and let's be clear that you are the really the inventor of the regenerative air process, and that's what you make is air sweepers, and kind of like the old Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, of doing air sweepers right. So
that's right, and you know, it has just been a great. Great way to sweep, you know, by using air, and
well, it's becoming much more to the fore. I think more and more these days, as the sweepers become more powerful, and of course, we're back to PM10 compliance, and really trying to do something to help the stormwater runoff of the country. That's a key element too, and of course, you're. Sweepers are PM10 compliant through South Coast Air Quality Management District, and you have also waterless, dustless capability on some models. Talk about that for a minute, would you?
Yes, we sure do. The model 435 and the model 600 have what we call dustless versions of it, which is the DST-4 and the DST-6. Basically, what Temco has done is taken it a step further for applications that may not want to use water. Let's say concrete plants, stuff like that. And it gives an individual to take it a step further. Let me back up and say the regular Temco is, you know, don't want to say it's dust free, but my gosh, it is, you know, keeps dust down to a minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, the DST-4 and the DST-6, you know, we do offer them just in case, like I said, you know, you want to take it a step further.
Well, and especially for situations, let's say industrial plants or
right.
where there might be lead batteries or something like that, where you don't want to mix water and put it down on the ground and leave anything, you know, a slurry of anything on the ground that might be toxic,
mm-hmm.
the dustless is a great way to go.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it is something that, you know, Temco has done, you know, through a number of years. You know, if I recall, even back in the late 80s. And, but of course, as we're moving along, getting more environmental conscious, and the popularity of it has, you know, it's become a lot more popular than what it used to be.
Yeah, it sure has. And you would think that under the new administration's emphasis on green technology that will do nothing but become more and more important as time goes on. And these machines, of course, last a number of years, and that's something that people need to think about with whatever they purchase today.
Oh, absolutely. And but like I said, it's good that we do offer the end user a choice.
Right. Right. Is there anything else we should cover?
No, we Ranger, I can't think of any. You know, we just appreciate World Sweeper and their involvement in the pavement maintenance show, and it's really good to see you guys there.
Yeah, well, it's certainly likewise, and those who don't go to the show really don't know what they miss. I thought the Sweeper contingent was very well represented this year, and there was a lot of information, including my seminar on ways to save fuel in your sweeping operation. But there was a lot of great interview information for sweeping there this year, and it's something that happens every year in either late January or February National Pavement Expo. So, well, thanks. You will be part of the video contingent again, as you usually are, next year. I assure you, maybe we'll have to shoot two videos to make sure one of them turns out.
Okay.
So,
thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks, Tom. And this is my only concern is that the photo that accompanies the audio interview, I may have to field a lot of phone calls with people saying, well, the photo didn't show up. And it'll be, I'll just have to explain that it's camouflage, and
just along they're not outside.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a laptop outside.
That's right. That this one photo will disappear. The Timco, the 210 machine will disappear off your screen.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Thanks so much. Of course, you can reach Timco at timco.com, which is TYMCO.com, and your phone number there is?
Phone number is going to be 800-258-9626.
All right. Thanks again, Tom.
Thank you, Ranger.
Bye.